No, how, yeah, no, tomorrow's not going to work after graduation, so it's not going to work. Okay, all right, awesome. Okay. Everyone have the packets? Okay, Rabbi, so it's nice to see everybody. Okay, so today we're going to continue about the Chovas Noshim B'Tfila, and specifically also about Tfilas Musaf. And we'll have to see why is it, why might Tfilas Musaf be different than the other Tfilas in terms of the woman's Chovah for Tfilas Musaf. I mean, we've discussed till now that some learned that the Rambam sheet is, or the way the Magen Avraham discussed, that maybe it's one bakasha the whole day, that's it. And then we discussed that some hold that no, that they have a chiyuv to daven the three tefillos a day. Even Maariv, the Prima Gadim said, and maybe not Maariv and Motzei Shabbos, right? That's what we saw last week. Okay, so let's see what. So either two svaras why women are chayiv to be mispalel, either because according to the Rambam it's not a mitzvah cessation as man grama, because it's every day, so it's any time during the day, or maybe it is man grama. Maybe it is man grama, but because tefillah is rachamim, so therefore it means that just like a man needs rachamim, a woman needs rachamim too from Hashem. So therefore, what is tefillah? We're begging mercy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then maybe that should apply to women's obligations. So even though it is Zman Grama, but still they would have a chovah to daven because of the din of rachamim. And then we said there are two girsos in the Gemara of why women have a chiyuv to daven. Either he was the Gemara says on page two, Kriyashma Pshita, Mitzvah Sesei, Shemaz Gramma, Mitzvah Sesei, Shemaz Gramma, Noshim Pturis. So Tfilah, they're potter, because it's a Mitzvah Sesei, Shemaz Gramma. But then he says, Chayovim Betfila, I'm sorry, for Kriyashma, they're potter, because the Mitzvah Sesei, Shemaz Gramma. But for Tfilah, they are Chayiv. So we have the Gersa Drachmin in it. But others don't have that girsa. So the Rachmininu would mean that even though it's a mitzvah seseh shemazman grama, the fact that it's Rachmi trumps that idea. Okay. And in the Yerushalmi, it's interesting on page three, it also mentions this idea. It says that on page three, the Mishnah, Nashim v'avadim kana p'turim mikriyashma. When a tefillin chayevim mitzvila, mezuzah. So the verse says, "Noshim minayin." How do we know that noshim are potter from kriyashma? So he says a whole different thing. He doesn't say because it's mitzvah grammar. Yishalmi says because it says l'maratim osam es b'neichem v'lo es b'noseichem.
But how do we know that applies to the government?
The reply, no, is referring to Kriyashma. So you're understanding Limatem as Bnechem below Bnosechem. Interesting. Okay, so that is the Yerushalmi. In other words, Bavli says the women are parted from Kriyashma because it's a mitzvah essay. Shazman Gramo. But the Yerushalmi says that the putter. I'm giving shear now. I'm in the middle of shear. Shear. Wait, 1 second. Okay, 1 second. Yeah. Yes.
Adam, how you doing?
Doing well, thank you. Thank you. How are you?
Thank God. Yeah. No see.
Yes. Yes, yes. Hey. In a while. Quite a while.
Yeah, quite a while. Yeah. Without a doubt. It's good to see you.
Same here.
You never know who you're gonna find on Zoom. That's why I try to go on a little bit.
Wait, do you come to the city at all?
No, not at all. 2 years and 3 months. I'll be there for Shavuos. I'll make my rounds. 3 days, 9 minyanim. I'll be at all the shows. See who's left who I know. All right, take care.
Take care.
Okay, so the Yerushalmi has a chiddush that the reason why they put it from Kriyat Shema. It's not because Mitzvah says Seishas Man Grama like the Bavli says, but because it says V'lamartem Hashem es b'neichem v'loz b'noseichem, and that's referring to the pasuk of Krishna, the pesukim of Krishna. So V'lamartem Hashem es b'neichem v'loz b'noseichem. And Avodim Inayim, page 3. Shenem Hashma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. When you say Kriya Shema, you're saying that I'm subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I only have one God, one Adon over me. But an Eved has another master on him, so therefore he's part of him Kriya Shema. Ketanim minayin lamanti ator Hashem b'ficha. Chayev mitfilat kdei shekol echad ve'echad mevachish racham imalatzmo. So that's similar to the Bavli, if you have that girsa, that everyone has to be mevakesh rachamim al atzmo, so therefore even women as well. Even women as well. Oh. Now, there's a Sefer B'nei Tzion. He was a Rav in Beirut. Interesting. And before he was in the you know, in Europe, and Poland, Hungary, but it's a famous Sefer B'nai Tzion, but Tzion HaLevi Lichtman, on page 5. And,
that
Beirut? Beirut is
Lebanon,
yeah.
Does that count as Eretz
Yisrael? Well, like you said, Lebanon. Yes. Well, I mean, but that's where it was. I mean, we give a separate shiur on discussing the borders of Eretz Yisrael. But so he has a line here in his sefer. I mean, Chafetz Chaim said something similar. It says that. I give you the sharp block so you know exactly who it's coming from. So look on page 8 on the bottom arrow on the right side. He says, V'li nira lamed chus al rov hanashim she'en mispalos mitmidus. He says he wants to be lamed chus on women who don't daven. So we saw the Magen Avraham that said maybe one bakasha the whole day. Even though last week we saw that he really holds me in that they should daven real Shemot Esrei and maybe even 3 Shemot Esreis a day, but that was only a limud chus. And now he's saying a different word. He's saying because the Rav Noshim Mutol Aleim the Sasek Mechol Tzorcha Abai. So they say from the Chavetz Chaim, people of the willing, some of the Chavetz Chaim, therefore they're able to consider Oisik with Mitzvah, Potom and a Mitzvah. That they're osek in the Gidol Habad, but he says a different word. He says they're osek mitzorchei abayis ubitipol hayilodim, machonis tzorcheim Shematrin Halev Uvalbo Hakavona. Uvumatsov Ze Ain Lispalo. Moshekosov Harambam. Matsu Daito Mishubesh as Velibo Torud. Also Lispasho Lispalo. Ad Shityashev Daito. So he says because they can get fadrit from all the, you know, all the situations and raising children, you know, have all the household situations, they get fadrit, and therefore they can't be mechavin daito. So, what? Yeah. So he says that that's another Alibet Chos. But he says, but he says, but if they don't have that, then certainly Tzrichim was Paul Kol HaGimel Tfilas. Ki Medina Noshim Chayov is Mechol HaTfila Alibet Kul Me'al. You see, he says the Pasha Pshat that the Chayav Tfila, so there are three Tfilas. So they're Chayav in all of them. That's the Pashup Shab. If they
have a wild tree.
What?
Because
Right, so, but then we were Makabal. Okay, but maybe.
We all know women don't have Marav.
My wife davens Marav every night.
But most women don't. Why is Marav blessed from?
Yeah, because Steel's Arvizer shows we were Kabbal, so maybe they weren't Makabal. So maybe they weren't Makabal. But we saw last week that the Prima Gazim says that they were Makabal except for Motsai Shams. That's what we saw last week.
No, but Rabbi, even if you want to say that they weren't Makabal, it's not an issue to have Marv for any
issue. Not an issue, yeah. Not an issue. The Marv, but okay. What can I tell you? Oh, so let's see now. What's the story of Musaf? So Chayra, you know, should they daven? Do they have a chiv to daven Musaf? Right, the Mishnah says, page 9, shall Musafim kol hayom. Right, it's a machlokes. But the Musafim is the whole day, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Zayin Shalos. But anyway, it's not, it's still a mitzvah, I say Shazman Groma, either way. So the Shaila is Tfila Chorosh, a mitzvah, I say Shazman Groma, so according to the Girsa, but it's still, it's Rachman. But the question is, maybe Musaf is not Rachman. Rachman means Bakosh. Right, right. Right. Meaning, what do you mean, women are chayav in kabbalas? Sure, women are chayav in kabbalas. Maybe, yeah. It says, Mefarish in the Gemara in Sukkah. They davened Musaf even when there was a place of Mikdash. That's what they put that.
That's what it's on Hebrew, right? Not something you can learn it out.
Okay, so the Sanhedrin is going to pass it like it says in the Gemara.
Are you sure?
Oh, so the Shaila is there a tzad for women? So there are two famous pieces in the Achroinim of why women maybe are not mechuyev to daven musaf. So one is in the tzlach, and one is in another sefer. We'll see, one at a time. So first, the Rabbeinu Yonah on page 10. Says the following. Tfilah Shmon Esrei Shi Rachman. First word online is Esrei, Shmon Esrei. Yesh lo tashlumin. Shein zman bakashas Rachman over. other words, if you didn't, if you were shaygig, you didn't daven shachris, you could daven two shmur esrays by mircha. You daven mircha, you daven shmur shmur esrays by marv. Why? Because tefillah is rachamim. So rachamim, there's no limit to when you need rachamim. So you can always make it up within, you know, within limits. As halach, you can't make it from two tefillahs ago. But he says, "Avol tefillas musaf she'ena ela shevach, kevin she'over hazman ein lo tashlum."
Okay. Where?
Page 10. Where? With the arrow, the bottom arrow. The bottom arrow, page 10. And the Rabbeinu Yoina. I'll read it again. He says, the last word, tefillas shmor esrei. First word one is esrei. Tefillas shmor esrei, she rachamim. It has tashlumin, because there's no limit to the zman of bakashas rachman. Aval tefilas musaf she'ena el shevach, kevin she'over hazman, ein la tashlumin. Teida shrei anu omrim shapsukim shal korban musaf, ena maskim masam tefilas yotzer, atzalom shalom skinu lomar bapsukim shal korban shachris, kmo shal skinu betefilas musaf. It's only the din of the of korbanos. It's not bakoshes rachman. And even the shmor esrei of mincha on Shabbos, but since mincha during chol is bakoshes rachman, so then even mincha during Shabbos, which is not necessarily bakoshes rachman, has a chiv, so it has an opportunity to do tashlumin as you missed. And but Musaf, there's no tashlumin. If you miss Musaf, you can't daven to Chreis Mitzvahs to Marv. You can't daven because there's no tashlumin. Because by Karbonos, over Yom Botar Bo Karbona. The only reason why that tashlumin by Tefillah is because Tefillah is Rachamim, and Rachamim is expansive in its time and its necessity and availability. That's the Rabbeinu Yonah. So the Tzla, now this Rabbeinu Yonah is not talking about women, just talking about the din of Tashlum. So the Tzla continues and says the following. Okay, let's see the key line. Yeah, page 13, look at page 13, the top paragraph. The first word on the line, on the right side of page 13, is betfila, betfila shacharel. He's quoting Rabbeinu Yonah that we just saw. Al tefilas musaf she'enena rachamim. Page 13, the first paragraph, the right column. The first word on the line is betfila, betfila. Aval tefilas musaf. You just saw it. L'kach ein lo tashlumin. He misses essay. The rabbanu shazman groma. Vaday the noshim pturus l'das toisus. And according to toisus, that there's a din of misses essay shazman groma even by the rabbanans. So it's a derabbanan, and therefore it's misses essay shazman groma. So normally, since tefillah is rachamim, that trumps the idea of mitzvah aseh shazman groma. But by Musaf, it's not rachamim. Okay, zeh kavanas atoshu shehikdim tefillas hamincha l'musaf mishum shehikdim b'kol, etc. But oshi nohegis pala hanashim v'hanashim ha-sheikim Musaf shein atadiv einu nohegis b'noshim. It's not knowing b'noshim. And then he says, the next paragraph. But the potter, so first, are they chayiv? Now we're not chayiv. But do we say, but are they allowed to daven Musaf? What's the shayla? Because He says, if you hold lobby by Ladidon, Shanunim Shachim Achad Divya Poiskim, Shanoshim Micholus Lavarech Al Komitzis, Say Shazman Grama, Avshahim Baturos, the women, right? In other words, our beta time sheet is women shake lulav, they can make a bracha, because they can make a bracha, and Mitzis, Say Shazman Grama. But what about the sheet of the Rambam that says that they can't make a Mitzis, Say Shazman Grama? A few das a Rambam, the das a Mechaber, Shanoshim lo yivarchu mitzvah says Shazam Gram, Michal Mochem Nirlan Yazdaiti, Shemoda Mechaber, Shichol Stats Paul Tfilos Mus. Ah, Misuf is his man Gramma, so how could they even daven? Maybe they're potter, maybe it should be usher for them to daven. Shemivorsham, Beis Yosef, Atam Shein, Mivarcha, Sheikh Yomru Vitzivano. You know, it always going on a bracha, from a Shekh Lichon Mitzvah Vitzivano. You can't say Vitzivano, they're not Mechuyiv. But there's no Lashon of Tzivanu in Tfilas Musaf. Arelu Rustav, Roshim Kami Tzivanu, Zeh Shayach B'Birchas HaMitzvah. Samo Tfila, no Arminu V'Tzivanu. Ela Birchas HaTfila, Emet HaMitzvah Atzma. Kim Shanoshim Rashos, L'Kayim Kol Mitzvah. Since women can do Mitzvah Sesei Shazman Grabba, so they can have Musaf too. Mishus Elahim was Paul. Mikol Mokom Chiyuv Alek Alayu L'Gam. Ooh. But he says that's the musaf. But Marav, look what he's going to say by Marav. Masha'in came to feel the erev. Avshayin lo keva. He rishus a feel la anoshim. He come mokum in rishus lagami. It doesn't mean stam to rishus. Some rishonim say it means lagami mitzvah cheres. If you have a conflict with another mitzvah, and that mitzvah is mitzvah overis, so then it's considered rishus lagami the other mitzvah. Aval bechinam in rishay levatla. But you can't just stam. Machavek, Kibur, Venoshim, Venoshim Shavimbo. Lachain Hikdim and Mishnah Tfilas Aerev Lamusaf. That's why it mentions, it's very interesting that the Mishnah, look at the Mishnah back here. A page. Page 9. It's a funny thing. You ever think of this? Tfilas ha'erev eva keva shal musafim kol hayom. So the shaila is, why did they mention musaf before mar? So Tosis there says, because mar is more tadir. Avav yishut tfilas musafim kol demis. So he says also, because Ma'ariv, everyone's chayv in Ma'ariv. That's what the Slach says. Musaf, women are not chayavs. So that's why Ma'ariv was mentioned first in the Mishnah before Musaf, even though it's davened after Musaf. I mean, because Shlom Gemara puts out a sefer, by Tfila, we say the beginning of Tfila is Shachris. And, you know, but so Shasha Mincha Ma'ariv. Most of us say after, or before Mincha, after Mincha. He says, women are chayiv in Ma'ariv. So therefore it mentions Ma'ariv before Musaf, because everyone's chayiv in Ma'ariv. And Musaf, women are potter from Musaf. He says, there are a lot of davar Musaf, but they're potter from Musaf. So like Rabbi Vorit pointed out to me this morning, he says, it's interesting that Musaf is after when they come to shul. A lot of times they're holding by Musaf, and that's after the tefillah that they're part of. But if they want, they could daven shachris instead of Musaf. Probably makes more sense that if you come to shul and it's they're holding by Musaf, then maybe they should just daven shachris.
Does that make it matter? Does that make a difference? From davening.
If you say they're part of from David, but the Tzlach sheet is the Chayiv in Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv, and they're only part of from Musaf. So this question is the other sheet that the Potter is not, it's a Levitz Chus. It's, you know, The Ikra Halacha is the Chayt. The Magen Avraham tries to be Malamed Tzkus, so the Bnei Tzion, but the Rav Abadi writes in a sefer, I should have put it in the packet. He says a lot of times the women have these Tehillim groups. Nothing wrong with the, but that's, you know, it's, but make sure you daven, the regular daven. If you want to daven, or have also Tehillim groups, you have the Tehillim groups. But the Iker is the davening. You know, sometimes we get very involved. I'm not chas v'olam taking away from it. But they said that the Tehillim groups are not as important as the actual davening of Shacharis Mincha Maariv. That's, you know, people a lot of times don't think about that. You know, he's very, you know, very stark about that. A lot of times women want to do all these mitzvahs, say, Jasmine Grandma, that they're putter from, but tefillah that they're chayiv, that, yeah, you have, well, you have it, but that's what he says, that tefillah that they're chayiv, that's to be more important than the. That the Hillel groups. That's what he writes. Everybody writes that in one of his farm. I should have put it in the packet.
Why are you with me?
No. That was something else. Okay. All right. Now you look at the Sefer Shalos Yaakov. Most people never heard of the Sefer. Yaakov Prager. He was the son-in-law of the Maram Shik. It must have, you know, to be a son-in-law of Maram Shik. Maram Shik is the Talmud Mufak of the Chasam Sofer, is his son-in-law. So he writes another word, he says here. Let's see what he writes. He quotes a Tzlach. Page 15 here. The Tzlach on the right side with the arrow. But because of the Tzlach, the Noshim in Darkam Spalo Arvis, Mizayim Chayovis Betfilz Arvis, the Tzlach Asmo is Tapig Rahim Chayovis Begusov. So I'm giving Tfilos Chayovim. Right? That's the Tzlach, right? The Chayiv Marv too. And we saw the Prima Gadim said that. The only thing this. Is Marv Motzei Shabbos, and I told you it's not a famous Magen Avraham. People don't know this shita of the Magen Avraham. That maybe only Marv and Motzei Shabbos. But he says the Kapos Tamarim in Sukkah Lamaches says even according to the Rambam, he thinks they're chayiv. When he is daiti, raya the chayovos, he wants to bring a raya that women are chayiv in Marv. What's his raya? And before the Gemara, the Noshim Chayovas, the Gemara says in Brachas and Davchof, that Noshim Chayovas Bekiddush Hayom. Dvar Torah, Midoraisa. Birkas HaMazon is a suffix in the Gemara. Shomer V'Zochar. No. We don't mean Kiddush Hayom. Kiddush Hayom means Kiddush at night. It's called Kiddush Hayom. It's the Kiddushas Hayom. It doesn't mean the day Kiddush. It means the Kiddush of Shabbos, the Friday night Kiddush. Birkas HaMazon is Tapushon Chayovas Min HaTorah. Because Eich Hishmita HaMishnah Shom Din Kiddush the Chayovas Min HaTorah. V'shayich HaMaseches Brachas V'ktani Din Birkas HaMazon the Chayovas Min Rabbanon V'tzad Safik. He said, look at the Mishnah. Let's see the Mishnah. Noshim are Paturis Mikriyashma, right? Chayavim Mitzvila or Mezuzah or Birkas HaMazon. Right? That's what it says. In the Mishnah here on page 1 and 2. Right? So he's asking Akasha, how come the Mishnah doesn't mention that they're chayiv in Kiddush? It mentions the chayiv in Birkas HaMazon. Hechish mita ha-Mishnah shandim Kiddush, the chayiv is min ha-Torah. Shaykh al-Musakh's brachas, v'katani din brachas, and it says the chayv brachas abaz. And that may be only a drabon. So the Mishnah says the potter min ha-tfil chayom mitzvilo mezuzo who brachas abaz. And that might only be drabon, and they left out kiddush. Here's kasha. It's a good kasha. That's because he became the son-in-law of the shit. He has good kasha. Bishul is on the kaimel and tefillah. The rabban and vavu pikei katani noshim chayavus ba. Okay, katani gam berkas the mazim midraban. So if tefillah is the rabban and women chayiv, so they're mentioning the rabbanans also. Good, but the Rambam the ikar tefillah is min haTorah. So therefore they're mentioning the rices, so the kiddush should also be mentioned, and leave out berkas the mazim because we're not mentioning the rabbanans. Bishlomar. The tefillah in the Noshim Chayavs because of Muslim Rator, Yam Tfil Rator became Masnith and Dr. Rahman Shem Chayavs Rator. Lachain Hishbit Kiddush to be Drabon. Maybe Kiddush is only Drabon, what does that mean? He says like this. On the Rav of the Minator Chayavs, Kiddush Hayom, Kasha Ma'ot, Lamalo Katani Mishnah. So he says a more ridiculous thing. He says, once it says the Chayavus Betfila, and that means even Mariv, so then Yotzi, according to some, Yotzi, the Rice of Kiddush with Mariv, so then the Mishnah didn't have to mention Kiddush because the Kiddush now is only the Rabbanan, and they're not mentioning the Rabbanans. There's no the Rabbanan Lokatani, the Stamim Mispabla is Mariv. As a sharp vort that the Maram Shik says. So that's why the Mishnah didn't mention, because the Mishnah mentioned tefillah. So Friday night they daven tefillah also, because they chayv to daven. The chayv and tefillah means the chayv Mayrav too. The chayv Mayrav too. So therefore they yotzi the deraisa. So then you don't have with the kiddush in Shmon Esra.
That's assuming not like the Ksam Sofer, because the Ksam Sofer's favorite Shaila is that how could the man be Yotze the Isha?
Yeah. Rabbi Kivega, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good verse for the Marab Shik's Adam. Keep it in mind. Okay, now, page 16. There is a Sefer called the Besam Rosh. Habiyuchas laharosh. In other words, some say that it was a forgery, right? That he said that he's the rush. Everyone has different yetsaharas. Someone has the yetsahara to say that they're the rush. So you say you wrote a sefer, and you wrote it, and you say this sefer. Is from the rush. So this was a sefer that was you see, the Rabbi Kivager quotes it. But the Velt held that it's questionable, but there's some famous things that are written in the sefer. So then the Achronim quoted it. So that's why he writes, Sam Rosh Hamayuchas Laharosh. So what does he write? Yeah, page 17. He says, Noshim Peturos Mitfilas Hamusafim. So we saw the Tzlat said because it's not Rachman. He's going to give a different word. He says, The Zos Hatfila Eda Ba El Mishum Zecher Lechiv HaKarbonis V'isha Lo Haisa Shokelis. He says it's only karbonis, and karbonis tzibur come from machzis hashekel, and if women weren't chayovas at machzis hashekel, so then they're putter from karbonis tzibur. So mamela, they don't have to. They're putter from musaf. Not the word that the tzlach said. Tzlach said a different word. He says because it's really mitzvah seisei shazman grama. And other tefillahs, the chayiv, even though it's mitzvah seisei shazman grama, because it's rachamim. But this is not rachami. So memela it blibes a mitzvah sasech as mangrom the pturus. He's saying a different word that this is connected. It feels Muslims connected the korban tzibur the musafim. You see, shacharis is also connected to tefillah tzibur, but it's also rachman. So therefore, but tefillah musaf is only connected the korban, and if women are not part of the korban tzibur because they didn't have a chiyuv to donate the machzis hashekel, so then they're parted from musaf. Take a look, Rabbi Kivegi, you just see how Mufursa of the Psalmen Rosh was. There are a couple of Svarim. There are a couple of Svarim that are famous, known to be famous forgeries. Somebody had a forgery of Yerushalmi and Kachim. Yerushalmi and Kachim. There was, again, you can have Yetzirah to say, because we don't have Yerushalmi and Kachim. So I said, I'll write the Yerushalmi and Kachim and say, this is the long lost Yerushalmi and Kachim. You remember? What? Probably never existed. But this fellow says, I found it, I wrote it. He didn't say he wrote it. He says, he wrote it, but he says, this is the long lost Yerushalmi.
His grandfather?
Yeah. No, that's something else. That's the, hold on a second. Remember Rabbi Joshua Hoffman used to come here to the shul, so he had a copy. In other words, they can buy it. I mean, you don't get it in a regular farm store. You have it at an auction or something. They sell. You have the Yerushalmi Kachim, and it's brought down. The Chafetz Chaim's son writes that in Yerushalmi Kachim, it says to put filling on like Rabbi Natan. So the Chafetz Chaim started wearing Rabbi Natan's tefillin because of the Yerushalmi. So maybe he helped.
That was
what he said. That, no, but maybe not everyone knew it was a forgery. Everybody thought, maybe, you know, it was a forgery. But that's one of the Sfarim. The Lyman likes to speak about the controversial Sfarim. Is the B'Samin Rosh and Yerushalmi and Kachim. So look at the Rebbe Kivega quotes. I am a Truvas B'Samin Rosh, Simon Peites, Vidoshim Peturus, Vitrius B'Safi, Dana Ba, Alon Zecher, Chiv Korbonis, Visha Lo Hoysa Shokelos, Vela Chelik B'Korbonis Sima. Alon the Kvarnogel, Luspala, Koldover, Vahainu, Vichivo Atzma, M'Chola Mitzvahs. So that's another svara. Oh. But now I'm going to show you from the Sefer Magim Giborim. It was a Rav Yosef Shaul Natanson, Shaul Meshiv. So he has a new ha'ara, why women should be chayiv in Musaf. Okay? He's going to say a niyazog, why women should be chayiv in Musaf. Based on Yerushalmi. Okay, another svara why women should be chayiv in musaf. So, what is the svara? Azai. Look at the Yerushalmi, page 19. Rav Acha, Rav Yoyne, Meshem, Rav Zira. He's pelish a shachris, he daven shachris, and then he comes to shul. Ubo motzah, mispalim shal musaf. So, you already daven at home shachris. Now he comes to shul, the davening musaf. So he joins along, Dispal Iman. But what if Lo Dispal Shal Shachris, he didn't daven Shachris? Then he comes to Shul, Lo Motzom Dispal Shal Musaf, and now they're davening Musaf. So could he daven Shachris now while they're davening Musaf? Like the Pnei Moshe says that he wants to daven Shachris. So he says like this, Im Yodeahu, Shu maschil v'goymer. If you can finish shachris, actually yaskil shlich tzibur k'dei lanos acharav amen. In other words, it depends how fast he can daven shachris. You can only let him daven shachris now if he's going to answer amen on the musaf. Which amen? Which amen on the musaf? Which amen? Kudelanos Acharav Amin Yispalav Lava Al Yispal. But Eze Amin Amru. So the machlokes, which Amin do you have to be get up to that you'll be able to answer Amin and Musaf that you can daven chakras? So there are two opinions. Trade Amorim. Chad Amorim, but Amin Chok Hakel HaKadosh. So one says the Amin of Musaf of Hakel HaKadosh. If you'll be able to answer the Chad Amar, but Amin Chok Shomea Tfilo. So which one is it? So Amar of Pinchas Lo Pligim. Manda Amar Amin Chok Hakel HaKadosh B'Shabbos. So what does that mean? You have to be answer Amen. If you can answer Amen, then you're allowed to daven chakras and you'll get be able to answer Amen for the on Musaf. Sure, there is. There's no Musaf during the week? So he says, so the Shita that holds that it's the Amen of Hakel HaKadosh is talking about the Amen of what? Of Shabbos and Yantif. And the other one is talking about what? During the week. But the question is, but you don't say Shomei Tefillah on Musaf Rosh Chodesh during the week either. So Tosis is going to point out in a second, Baistos, you see that when they davened Musaf during the week, they davened the regular Shmoneh Esrei, and they had the Musafim in the regular Shmoneh Esrei, not like we do today. We don't say Shomei Tefillah at Musaf, even on Rosh Chodesh. But apparently, from the Yerushalmi, says Tosis, look at Tosis and Brachas on page 20 here. He says like this. He quotes this Yerushalmi. He says, here that he quotes the Yerushalmi in the middle where the first arrow is. Yerushalmi, Perek, Tfilas HaShachar, Bolis Pal, Bo Matzon, Nusuf, etc. Then he says, Be'ezer, Omen, Omru, to two opinions. Tochei Yerushalmi, Mashmash, Bitochei Yerushalmi, Mashmash, Ayurgilim, Lomar, Yudchetz, Brachos, Shleimus, the Musuf Shalchol, to go Brosh Chorishim, Cholomoy. See that? You see it? Rabbi Hiller? He says that the Yerushalmi says that there's the Yerushalmi, the Musaf of Shabbos, the Musaf of Chol, and in the Musaf of Chol, it's Shomei Tefillah. So what do you mean the Shomei Tefillah? What's the Musaf of Chol? Rosh Chodesh or Chol Hamoed? We don't say Shomei Tefillah in the Musaf of Chol, of Rosh Chodesh. We have the same Musaf as seven brachas, the three Achronis, and the, you know, the Kaddish Hashabbos Rosh Chodesh, the Kaddish Yisrael Rosh Chodeshim. So says Tosfos, you see from Yerushalmi that they used to daven Musaf during the week, a regular Shmoneh Esrei, and then mixed in, yeah. What does this have to do with the women? So the Sefer Magen Giborim. Oh, so he says like this. Look at page 22. The second white line. He says, well, the Indian on the right side, the second white line, in the middle, it says, "Luyin tefilas amusafim in noshim chayovus sheireinu ha'meatzlach tosav epshitus ve'enu nolg b'noshim." Right, the tzlach said they're not chayev. Why? You shouldn't have a mitzvah says say shazman grab rachman. the rachamim lo shayach mitzvus musaf. Shein rachamim, which because of a rabban beir, you know they didn't touch lumen. Just like Rabbi Yonah says, there's no touch lumen for musaf because it's not rachamim. The kach ain't la touch lumen. Tefillah shacharis b'shabosus v'yodav shayni. In other words, you can say the same thing by how. So how come shacharis on Shabbos is touch lumen? No, because it's shacharis on Shabbos has the same shacharis, and therefore even though It's not our kashrus. We still treat it like shacharis of the weekday. So this could have connected to Fias Paul. I show. Fias Nias Night became the near of Yushalmi. So you know him as Paulo, Gamba Musaf, Yudhas Brachas. He says, Musaf, they also said, you know, Moshe Kosov arrived in Rosh or Ashba. Kathleen Dighton is Paul Yudhas, Musaf Shabbos, Miskir Bo, May Musaf Hayom. Yotze. So if you daven Shmon Esrei, the Musa of Shabbos, please give a main Musa Yom Yotze. With the Vem Mela Yaz Musmana Hu Bechiv Gobel. So even show you Rachman. In other words, he says they used to daven Musa had regular Shmon Esrei. So therefore, the Shem Musaf, even though the Shacharis is also not Bakashas on Shabbos, but during the week it was. So we call it, so women are Chayav and Shacharis on Shabbos also, even though they know it's not Rachamim on Shabbos, because the Shacharis during the week is. So the same thing, Musaf during the week is Rachamim, because they used to daven. So therefore, Musaf on Shabbos, they're also Chayav. You don't say, well, they're only Chayav and Shacharis on the weekday, not Chayav and Shacharis on Shabbos. The Chayav is Shacharis during the week also. Because the Chayav and Shacharis on Shabbos also, because Shacharis during the week has Bakashas. So it has a Din Shacharis. So it says the same thing by Musaf. He says, Shuv the Chayav, Tikdu lo l'spal, Shev lo shayach lo mahol boy, Tzlu yuches, Avein ein lahachash, Aminat shayam, Bikodim, B'musaf Rosh Chodesh. Says today we don't do that anymore, but they have a minute. The Chayav and Musaf Rosh Chodesh Kol Mo Meil Adin B'Shabbos Yontif. So since originally they were Chayav, because Musaf was also Bakashas, so they're still Chayav today, even though it's not. Says Rai Yesh Mishal Brachos the Tainis Domer Yiskol Ev Leis Kol Alma Taman Vayim Musaf Vade. Right, it says in Yerushalmi, the brachas, what do we say? How come by Mashiv HaRuchim Yiragashim, so how come we don't start saying it on Shemini Atzeres at night by Ma'ariv? So the Yerushalmi says, Leis Kol Mataman, not everyone's there at night. Not everyone goes to shul at night. What about Musaf? If women are chayav, some women aren't in shul for Musaf. It's interesting. That means the women used to come on time for Shacharis, but they would leave for Musaf. They went home because they're not even chayav. So he says no, because they're chayav Musaf. So they didn't leave. So that's why. So everyone's in shul by Musaf. Why? Because the women talk about chayav Musaf. Why? Because Musaf is Racham. Why? Because during the week when you daven Musaf, you say the full Shmon Esrei. So then,
they should be there for Shacharis, no?
What?
They should be there for Shacharis.
Yeah.
And Shabbos if they're Chayav. Not Musaf.
If they're Chayav in what?
Tefillah, Racham, never said during the week.
So even though Shabbos is not Rachamim, but
it should be for Shabbos, not sure just for Musa.
Right. Mm-hmm. They should. I mean, they could have it at home, whatever. But in other words, his Kiddush is to say that even though the Tzlach said his word, that it's a mitzvah says Hashem's man grom, and there's no rach. And the Bishamin Rosh said his word, that it's there's no rachmim, it's only karbanus. So the Bungi Giborim says, no, the light of Yerushalmi, that was the original minig, so that means that Chachamim were Mechayivim. So even though today our minig is not, somehow things changed. And no one davens a Shimon Esrei for Moshef.
I'm
going to
show you
a tip.
There's one field that summarizes.
What
am I
saying?
On one of them,
I'm going
to
put a field
that summarizes big day. Big day,
uh-huh. It's a
P. Maybe it goes back to this. I don't know. If I remember if I stopped
here. Yeah. Yeah, there are. Yeah, yes. Okay. So he says, I got my daughter who shall be Allah. The blessing of the name Mustafa, however, I'm a commander. One of the Eastly, meaning Yazil Beginter, very Hadashi, we met them, okay, the Hayam is half she is looked close. If I did borrow, Pratcha, Ramah Pasa, Karash, Rarash, Bukadal. So he says, he thinks the din is clear that, that women are Hayav in Musaf. So based on the, he says, and then he says, and this was brought down not only in Tosis, the Riva, the Rush, the Rashba. And that's, and according to those sheetahs, if somebody davened, say, Musaf Shmon Esrei, he davened the regular Shmon Esrei. And he said, Musve Hayom, he thinks he's Yotze. That's what he quotes here. Because this was Kevish and Niramir Shamish, no give me spawn, most of you can brush us. So even though we don't do that, but if it's somebody, say somebody was davening Shmon Esrei in Musaf, and he was saying a regular Shachar Shmon Esrei. And then he'll, somewhere in the middle, he puts in the Karbanos. So these Rishonim say he would be Yotzeh, because that was the old minhag, that there was the Shmon Esrei for Musaf that had the full Shmon Esrei. So he's saying, so therefore, the Etzim Musaf was a Shmon Esrei that had Yudkes Brachos at least during the week. So Mela, once it has during the week, then even on Shabbos it's considered B'chuyev, just like Shachris during the week has B'chashas, even though during the women of Chayiv. No one says that women are Potter from Shachris on Shabbos. You could say a great word here, that they don't have to come to Shul on Shabbos because there's no B'chashas. And therefore, it's a mitzvah sesei shasman grama. So no one says that. Well, so what's the word? He says the word. So Rav Shechto said over from Rav Moshe Feinstein that maybe they're bakashas of ruchnius. But save him duchaseinu, kachinu mitzvah secha. But I don't know if that's not rachmi necessarily. Yeah. But the maisa, the word is like what he says here, that since shachris during the week is chayev because it's bakasha, so to shachris and Shabbos, and therefore Musaf during the week had the bakasha, so Musaf and Shabbos also. And if by mistake you would actually say the vakad dikashmon esrei for Musaf, as long as you mask here the korban Musaf, so you'd be yotze. You don't say, well, you know, mishana mibatbe shatovu chacham bebrachas. Because the mice, that was the old minute. That was the old minute. It's like the Rush brings on Rosh Hashanah. There was a minute that we don't have today. That they said Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofars, not only in Musaf, but in the other Shmon Esrei also. They said Machlis, Achronis, and Shefus. We only say by Musaf. But they were the Rishonim quote that meaning also.
Yeah, but Rebbe, technically speaking, on Shabbos, you can say the weekday Shemoneh Esrei. It's just that Chazal, we're not matriach, you just say. That's why if you make a mistake, you finish the brach. You say,
yeah.
On Shabbos, but does that mean it's Rachamim on Shabbos too? No.
Yeah. No, but L'maisa, you could, we say women are chayiv and Shachris on Shabbos. Why is that? This is Hesed Shas Magroma, and it's not Rachman, but the answer is that he gives here is that during the week, Shachris is Chayev. I haven't seen anyone who, you know, says that women on Shabbos are part of Mitzvah.
No, but this would be a raya that it should be Rachman, because really you should be saying the regular Shemoneh Esrei. It's just a Chazal would not matriach you to say it on Shabbos.
Right.
So that really it's Rachamim. Really, you should be saying the regular Shemoneh Esrei. It's just Chazal said no. You know. So
Shechapur pointed out that's the Machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi. That's the Bavli. Shechapur that, but Yerushalmi Shechapur pointed out says that it's a Nisr of Makashas Tzrochav on Shabbos.
Also, I have another question. What happens if an Isha comes by Musaf? So we just said that according to the Tzlach, it's better to say Shachris.
If a woman comes into Shul by Musaf, right.
So according to the Tzlach, it's better to say Shachris. Yes. Does she get a schus of Tvila B'tzibur? Because she's saying something else.
There's a tshuva, the Be'er Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Al-Kharman, as a tshuva. The shaila is: what if you come to shul and you came to shul late because you didn't know it was Rosh Chodesh? So the shul daven say when it's Rosh Chodesh they daven 20 minutes earlier, and so you come to shul regular time, and they're already holding my musaf in place. So what's the proper thing? Should you daven musaf with the oilam, or should you daven shachris first, and then Musaf? So Rav Yitzchak Al-Kharman has a whole tshuva discussing the get a kiyum of tefillah b'tzibur.
So he
that's a little bit different because that's a little bit different. This bottom line is the same Shemoneh Esrei. So you're davening, but you can have people that one person's davening Maariv and another person is davening Mircha.
So why
is it that's a Chiddush to say that, because it's a different. This is Mircha, this is Maariv. So you're not the part of the same. Even though it could be the same Shemoneh Esrei, but if you're davening Musaf and then everyone's or Shachris and everyone else is davening Musaf, so then many posts hold that's not called Tefillah B'Tzibur. You're davening a different Shemoneh Esrei than the Tzibur. Okay, so comes out, Rabosai, a fascinating thing here. So just to summarize, called Tefillah Shachris is Tashis is the Chayiv of Shachris, except the Magen Avraham says that, you know. And Musaf, he said that the Tzlach says the Potter, the Pesach Rosh says the Potter. But and we saw from the Maram Shik's Eidim that he wanted to bring a Raya from the Mishnah Brachas that doesn't mention Kiddush. So it must be because it mentions Tefillah. And Tefillah is even Maariv for women. And therefore the women have to daven Maariv and then that Kiddush will only be the Rabbah. And that's why I didn't mention Kiddush in the Mishnah, because they don't mention the Rabbanim in the Mishnah. And then you have the Musaf, you have the different Sfaras, and Maariv is also the, again, so some posts can hold Maariv, the Alter Rebbe, the Magen Avraham, so the women are potter from Maariv, which they didn't accept it. But the Prima Gadim went on to say the Achayiv in Maariv, and that's Gufa why I didn't mention Kiddush. But Musaf is this whole discussion.
So,
It doesn't say Kiddush in the Mishnah, because it says the Chayav is in Tefillah. So if the Chayav is in Tefillah, that means Tefillah even Maariv, and even Maariv Friday night. So maybe they will say Kiddush with Shemone Esrei, and the Mele, the Kiddush Shalah Yain is only on the Rabbanan, and the Mishnah wasn't mentioning the Rabbanans. We're only talking about the Daraisas like that. Okay, so there's a fascinating idea of which to feel this dechayv. And then the Magen Giborim brings around, and you show me that he thinks that the dechayv is Musaf, because the original Musaf was Rachim and Mos. Okay, Ramosa, it's nice to see everybody. We'll see, maybe next week we'll start on Friday. We'll see the reply. It gets later and later. I'll let everyone know. Maybe we'll have noise. Start this year, like officially. Okay. Okay. Kol tov, good night, everybody. Good to see you. The mayor, good to see you.
Bye.